4 and Pepsi are in a soda standoff. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Grocery chain Carrefour is telling customers in 4 European countries it will no longer sell PepsiCo products because they have become too pricey. I'm joined by the BBC's Luke Wilson. Hello, Luke.
Hi, Leanna.
And now, Luke, do we know how much prices were going to go up by for them to make this decision?
We don't. A Carrefour spokesperson has described the price increase as unacceptable, but we don't know the specific figures. What we do know is that signs have gone up in Carrefour stores all over Europe saying this, and Carrefour is huge. There are 9,000 stores across France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, so a really big impact here.
And just remind us, what brands does this affect?
Yeah, it's not just Pepsi. Again, PepsiCo is a huge group and it owns brands like Lay's Crisps, Cheetos, Doritos, 7-Up, Quaker Cereals, a long list of everyday brands that have now disappeared from these stores all over Europe.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's really unusual. So what in the French economy has made them come to this decision?
Yeah, it's pretty unusual across Europe, but in France specifically, the government actually regulates retail pretty strongly. It says supermarkets can only negotiate prices once a year with producers to try and keep those prices set and not see any hikes. The government has actually asked them to sort those negotiations 2 months early this year to try and get inflation down, because food inflation's pretty persistent in France. We're looking at around 7% on average at the moment.
And obviously this is not good for PepsiCo. Has it said anything?
Well, it did warn last year that these price rises, modest price rises, they described it as, will be coming in 2024. In relation to Carrefour specifically, they've put out a statement that says, "We've been in discussion with Carrefour for many months and we will continue to engage in good faith in order to try to ensure that our products are available. But as it stands, we don't know when they'll be back on the shelves."
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can sort that one out. Luke Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. Eurozone inflation jumped to 2.9% in December, up from 2.4% in November. The end of government subsidies and a hike in energy prices are to blame for that one. And shares in the French drinks brands Rémy Cointreau and Pernod Ricard fell after China launched an anti-dumping probe into French brandy. And the reason for that is China's hitting back after the EU launched an investigation into China's EV industry. Ground staff at the Spanish airline Iberia, which is owned by IAG, are staging a 4-day strike after the collapse of talks between unions and the company. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled. Staff are protesting against contracts signed by the state-owned airport operator with new providers. Iberia says Madrid Airport won't be affected. From there, the BBC's Guy Hedgeco reports.
Iberia says it expects up to 45,000 passengers to be affected by the strike. And the company's corporate director, Juan Cierco, is warning passengers the walkout will cause very significant disruption. The action is scheduled for a time of year when many Spaniards travel to be with their families for the Epiphany holiday. This weekend is when children traditionally receive their Christmas gifts after watching festive parades in the streets. Iberia has been offering refunds as well as trying to find alternative flights for those affected by the strike.
Guy Hedgeco there. The king is back. Well, an AI-powered hologram version of him, at least. A new London show promises an immersive experience through the life of Elvis, tracing his life from Tupelo, Mississippi to global stardom. It'll be topped off by a performance by a life-size digital version of the King of Rock and Roll. So, how do you make that happen 46 years after the star has died? Andrew McGuinness is chief executive of Laird Reality, the company that has secured global rights for the show. He explained what audiences can expect.
What they'll get is a journey through Elvis's life. You'll walk in his shoes and this incredible journey that he went on from a small town in Mississippi to being on the largest stage in the world in Las Vegas. And it ends with an incredible performance by Elvis, which we're creating using AI. So you'll actually get to see Elvis perform in front of your very eyes.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
It's an immersive experience, so rather than sitting there and passively watching something on a stage, you're actually part of it. You will be part of that journey. So you'll really get a sense that you've stepped back in time to the 1950s and 60s and walk in his shoes, if you like. We're harnessing AI technologies, which effectively, we've got access to hundreds and hundreds of photos and hours of home video footage. And the AI technology allows you to effectively harvest all of that material to create and understand exactly what makes Elvis Elvis. And then that allows us to create new performances from Elvis. So they're very authentic. They're based upon his actual performance, but it is something that the computers enhance. Great thing is we've got access to lots and lots and lots of footage, some of it not seen at all before. The access is incredible. We're using technology as its cutting edge. But you'll be going through it and experiencing it in small groups. So you'll feel quite an intimate experience. So a big difference with ABBA Voyage is that's a concert-like experience where thousands of people are there at once.
Andrew McGuinness from Layered Reality there. And finally, next week, Russian oligarch Dmitry Ryabovlev is taking on Sotheby's in court, accusing them of helping a dealer trick him into overpaying by millions for artworks. Sotheby's denies all wrongdoing, but it's a court case that we'll definitely be watching. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was James Graham. Our editor is Joe Critcher. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.